Welcome to the Sunday, September 15th, 2013 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And today we're going to continue talking about how do we stay focused on the world we want when our eyes are being pulled away into endless diversions because power can create them a pace, and we seem to be trained to keep jumping almost like we want to catch them in the act and say, gotcha. But if we were to turn around, we'd see that that power has sort of got us. So how do we start focusing on those teeth on our ass and stop worrying about what latest horror power has got itself up to in order to keep us from coming together and seeing the obvious, which is all we got to do is link hands, folks. And yet we are not given anybody to help forward that thought. So today we're going to continue talking about how to not get divided, how to stay focused. And a big diversion, a big one I'm realizing, is just this whole issue of money itself. They keep pushing that film called Thrive. And my son had given me a short summary. I'm pretty sure it was Thrive, where the conclusion was that the problem is the monetary system. And that it is the problem that we need to focus on because it's sort of the key to all the inequities out there. But I believe that the focus on money is a diversion. That money is but a stand-in, a symbol, a nexus for something else. And that it's this something else, the earth, that should be compelling our repossession, our urge to reconnect, repossess, reclaim. The source, our soil, our earth is us. Money is but tool, a means to measure, a ruler, to show how much of earth into your coffers goes, in power's way, unnoticed and unthanked. And though converted into death, to silence, into inert objects minus eyes or tongue, it's still as air that seeps up from the pit of hell will mutely speak, the loss of all souls' guidance. So now that all the earth is eaten, nicely packaged, and when I say all the earth is eaten, you know that I'm talking about in terms of the control of it is secured. And how is it secured? It's secured by states. That's key. And we keep focusing on this issue of the state and the economy because these are the key cons that are keeping us feeling stuck, feeling that there's nowhere else to go. And that's not true. It's clearly not true. It's all illusion. It's all illusion. It is our hands that keep everything rolling along. And once we reclaim them for our own use, all those illusions collapse of their weight of air. So now that all the earth is eaten, nicely packaged, poisoned, pocked, and made damaged, now when the lion's share of means to feed ourselves is put in private hands. And we the people also packaged in our narrow box called worker. Now, with manufactured scarcity in hand, power is ready to dispense our dangling signs that read, "We'll work for food."